A little over 2 years ago, I led members of Congress in opposition to the cross-border Mexican truck program. We forced the Bush administration to end the program because of safety and security concerns. Unfortunately, now the Obama administration is proposing to revise the program, and in fact, to revise it in ways that I believe are illegal and improper. They're proposing a program that would give Mexican trucking companies permanent authority, which could not be rescinded by Congress after only 18 months of operation. I do not believe this administration has authority under law to do that, and I fear that this would jeopardize the safety and security of the traveling public and cause the U.S. to lose tens of thousands of jobs to inexpensive labor from Mexican-based trucking companies. Even more outrageously, in order to address some of our safety concerns, they're going to require the Mexican trucks coming across the border to have electronic onboard recording devices, because in Mexico they don't have hours of service requirements or any enforcement. This theoretically would address the concern of fatigued drivers. It might. But they want U.S. taxpayers to pay to install these devices in Mexican trucks. That's outrageous, and I do not believe they have legal authority to use our scarce trust fund dollars in that way. I've directed a letter to Secretary LaHood and asked him to specifically cite any and all legal authority he believes he has to implement a permanent cross-border Mexican trucking program, and then I will look to take further steps after he responds to that letter.